Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, everyone. This is Starscast, also known as Natalie. Please call me Natalie when you talk to me, when I connect with you or in the chat room. I've got with me tonight is Stars Maya and Stars Dragon Spirit. We are going to have a topic discussion on how to attract your soulmate. What energy signals are you sending? To me, that just sounds like a wonderful topic, ladies. And so without further ado, I'm going to let you go ahead and start because I have callers.
Okay, thank you, Natalie. As Natalie said, this is Stars Maya, and first of all, welcome to everyone. We're so glad that you've joined us, and we want to take note of everyone in the chat room, the experts in the chat room, and the visitors as well. We are kind of a team effort here that we all work together. So this is a topic that I feel like it's very befitting of this time of year. Now, I know that there are possibly people from outside of the U.S., but in the U.S., March is spring, and we traditionally think of spring as being a romantic time, and it actually is. If you look at the logistics, it actually is. So when we're talking about energy, everyone has their different viewpoint, whether it's spirituality, law, whatever. So this is what I'm sharing with you is what I've learned through my guides, through classes, traditional and non-traditional. It's not necessarily the only way or the right way. We all have different ideas of how we define and how we explain and how we view this. So I'm going to share with you what I've learned, and perhaps it will resonate with you. When our energy is a combination of many things. We all have an energy field, and the energy we give off is information that we pass along that we're not always even aware of. Also within that energy, as I define it, is our body language, the way that we react to another person. You know, cross our arms, which crossing our arms can often be body language that can be a symbol of, you know, don't come close to me. Then we have the touchy-feely people, the people that are constantly, even if we don't know them very well, they're always touching our shoulder, standing close to us. So there's a lot of different levels of energy that combine. What we want to discuss and what we're looking at what I'm hoping to share with you is that it's very important to be very aware of your energy, especially if you want to attract your soulmate. In order to attract a soulmate, first we have to be balanced and we have to be open to the universe and open to attracting the soulmate and a partner, a life partner, hopefully, into our lives. And then when we're meeting people and we're out there, and I'm assuming that we all understand that, unfortunately, that doesn't just fall to the sky. We can't just sit home and they're going to knock at our door and say, hi, I'm here. So we have to be involved socially at some degree in order to be able to meet with, sorry, I just had a little road bump there, but we're all good. Okay, so we have to be getting ourselves out there. So I found with a lot of clients that they're emitting energy, and that energy, instead of attracting people to them, is actually pushing people away. And so they will come to me and they will say, you know, I go out or, you know, I met this man, I met this woman, and this is across the board. It doesn't matter what your sexual preference or identity is. Energy works the same. And they say, you know, I see all these people, and they always, you know, they always seem to get dates. They always get callbacks, and every time I go on a date or I meet someone, they seem like they're interested in that moment, but then they never call and I never hear from them again. What's wrong? Well, what's wrong is that there's something about your energy that you're sending out the signal and you're not sending out the right signal, even though your intention may be good. So that's enough of my little intro there. Let's go on to Stars Dragon to see what she has to say about energy and what we transmit.
Okay. Thank you, Stars Maya. Hello to everyone that's in the room, and thanks for coming again. Again, as usual, we're going to have a broad spectrum on this. I totally agree with the body language and everything. Every single person carries different energy that goes through them, regardless of how much you might try to suppress it, how many times you may try to change it, which all of us can do, but it normally begins with a thought process that changes the energy that runs through your body. Normally, when you go through certain lessons in life, in different stages or plateaus that you reach and that you attain, if you'll notice, you'll have some people come along that you meet at one moment, and they may be gone the next month, the next year, so forth and so on. So as you evolve, your energy signatures change. So therefore, you attract different type of people. When you're initially going out and really wanting to draw somebody to you, as Stars Maya had said, you might cross your arms in front of you. And normally when someone does that, it's to protect the solar plexus. The solar plexus is your energy insofar as your emotions and your emotional clearinghouse. So if you've been hurt in the past, you're going to put your arms across you like that to where, like Stars Maya said, you're going to repel someone. You're going to let them know, hey, I've talked to you, but I don't want you coming too close. And yes, there's the touchy-feely type that is out there. And normally that is someone who likes your energy, and when they touch you, you're actually transmitting energy to them. And everyone, whether they're doing it consciously or unconsciously, you are putting out an energy signature, whether you're aware of it or not. People do change it. When, say, you go out on a date with a certain person, and again, as Stars Maya said, gender has nothing to do with this here. So it doesn't matter. But point is, if you go out with someone 1 week and say, well, you thought it was so-so, and the other person is like, oh, no, I want more. I want more. And they keep trying to pull you and pull you and pull you, but you're not comfortable with them. It's because of the energy that you're putting out. They may not have that type of energy, so they want to be close to you. A lot of things are involved in here and in play, so to speak. There may be people that come to you that you look at and go, oh, my, I've been waiting you forever. Where have you been? And that happens a lot. And normally that's going to be a person who has gone through a lot of experiences, who has, you know, done conscious work on themselves and had their experiences and is attaining higher levels of knowledge. But all of this, as we said, it pertains to you as an individual. And this energy that you give off, it is a constant. You can never stop putting out an energy signature, but you can change it through your experiences and through different practices and so forth and so on. So that's about all I have right this second, Stars Maya.
Okay. Well, thank you, Stars Dragon Spirit. I appreciate the information that you shared. So I'm going to go on and be a little more specific. So obviously, if you're a person that is out in the world, let's assume that this is more geared towards single people that have not yet found their life partner and are seeking a life partner, or even seeking dates or friends. I think it's very important to keep in mind as humans that a relationship does not always have to be a life partner relationship to be a valuable relationship, be beneficial. We grow from it. We enjoy it. We can have fun with it. So assuming that if you are attracting people into your life and things are going very well, you probably don't necessarily need this information. But for the people and the clients that are, like I said, let's take the example of the person. We can use a female just as an example. And you're out there, you're social, you meet guys or girls, either one, whatever your preference is, and it seems like the person is very attuned to you and things are going good. Oh, you're laughing at their jokes and you're saying, oh, yes, I love that movie too. So aside from your speaking and your talk, your communication, and your body language, there's an underlying energy that is being transmitted. And then you come and you say, I don't get it. You know, we had our first date, or I met this person, everything seemed great, the night went wonderful, and I never heard from him, so I texted him or I texted her. That right there is a warning sign. A lot of times what happens is that our energy is so focused on the goal, and that is meeting Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, whatever the case may be, that we give off these signals and this energy, which, as Star's Dragon Spirit said, we always are going to have energy in it, but we do have the power to change it and be aware of it, that we give off a little bit of a desperate energy. It's almost trying too hard. I raise and show dogs, so I like to use the analogy of the dog, because we can all relate to pets, and this could be a cat as well. Let's say that you visit a friend's home, and you walk in, and they have this adorable little dog, and it's very friendly, and it comes right up to you, and immediately you think, oh, that dog is the cutest dog I've ever seen, and look, you know, she wants to sit in my lap, look, she wants to be close to me. But after about 2 hours, the dog will not stop licking you. The dog will not get off you. You can't even carry on a conversation because the dog continues to jump in your lap, try to lick at your face, try to get your attention, bark at you. So that's a good analogy and something to stop and think about. So what began as you being very impressed with this cute little dog and how friendly it was and how it makes us feel good when something or someone is interested in trying to get our attention, how quickly that can change from it becoming a nuisance and us feeling uncomfortable because we feel that in the instance of that animal, that dog, let's say, what started out as being cute and fun suddenly became a nuisance and started to make us uncomfortable to the point where we might ask our friend, can you put the dog away? Or we may choose to not even return because the other person seems oblivious to the dog. That is if you look at the energy of that, that happens so much with people, especially people that have come out of a bad relationship, that have been single for a long time, or that are desperate, as I say, desperately seeking. There's desperation in that energy, and we end up trying too hard. And so the other person that we're interacting with, again, whether that's male or female, it begins the same way with the dog situation. Originally, they're attracted to us, and they're interested in our conversation. But after time has passed, maybe it's one date, maybe it's two, maybe it's just a few hours of interacting, they feel that energy that is transmitted that we may not even realize we're doing, that we're trying too hard. And the signal that we're sending is, I'm desperate, I'm going to do whatever I can to get your attention, I'm going to laugh at every joke, even if all your jokes aren't funny. I'm going to say, oh, I drink that too. Oh, I like that too. So we're not really being true to ourselves, and therefore we're sending a signal to someone. And generally, and a little bit more so, I feel, with male energy when we send that out, although it can be true of female energy as well. But males are very sensitive to any type of energy that comes across as intrusive or desperate, or anything that makes them feel that if they take a step further, for example, they ask for a second date or they continue the relationship for a third date, that you as the on the receiving end, that your expectations are going to go from just enjoying and staying in the now and just interacting and being yourself to expecting this to escalate and boom and move from a date to you're planning weekends, when can you meet my family? And so it's a good time to really stop and think about the energy. If we can calm our energy and be relaxed and look at each opportunity as just that, an opportunity, not necessarily an opportunity that, oh, this person is going to be my life partner and, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to get his or her attention. Instead, maybe just look at it from a perspective of if you're seeking a soulmate and a life partner, you want it to be balanced and you want it to be based on your true self. And so we all need to be aware that we're being our true self and we're not trying too hard and we're being friendly and open without being a pest or without being intrusive or just too touchy-feely, too encroaching upon that person, because most of us have our little circle of space and we're all a little bit different in how wide that space around our physical body goes. Some of us are more open to being touched or, you know, someone standing next to us, but other people are not, when they're not that familiar with someone. So those are some guidelines that I feel are good to use. And when you are out there and you're putting your energy out there, and the goal is, yes, that's what the world, in my opinion, the whole world revolves around love. And I see this as a spiritual person, that love, whether you recognize it coming from God, creator, goddess, source, it's all about love, love of each other, brotherhood. But for most of us, our goal, our strongest goal is to find someone that we can share our life with. So with that, let's move on to Star's Dragon Spirit and see what she can add.
Okay. There's a couple of points that I totally agree with, and I might take a little bit deeper. First off, if, you know, you're going out in your daily life and you'd like to meet someone, then it is just that in that moment. You're meeting someone. The analogy that you used insofar is trying too hard is so, so common because everyone says they're looking for their twin, they're looking for their soulmate, so forth and so on. Well, when we go out and we are so set, we have our mind set in that, and whatever your mind is thinking, your body and your energy is going to follow accordingly. If you go out and say, no, I'm intentionally wanting to meet my soulmate. Well, soulmates and twins, for lack of a better way of putting it, through my experience in working with the people that I've worked with in my life, you're just that. You're soulmates. You're twins. So whatever you're working on to better yourself in knowledge and learning and practices, so is your twin someplace doing the same thing. And when you come together, it's not a match made in heaven. You're going to reflect off of each other, to grow further, to learn more. But the point is, if you're looking for that one person, you're missing who's coming to you right now. If you're looking for someone that you're going to marry for the rest of your life and those types of things, this is the energy that you're going to send out to other people. And as you said, Stars Maya, they're going to pull back. They're going to show in reserves. Male energy is projective. Female energy is receptive. If, say, for instance, you know, a female is going out and she is putting all this out there and being very boisterous about it, in other words, and candid and so forth, most males find that being male energy projective and it pushes them away. Female energy is softer, is nurturing, and it's receptive, which means the person is going to be open to that moment, to the now. The only time that most people get, you know, fumbled up, if you want to put it that way, is when you start thinking of the future. Well, you just met this person, whether it's a he, she, it doesn't make a difference. You just met them, and instead of taking that moment and staying in it, and having a conversation with this friend, this may end up being your lifelong friendship. This may be somebody that you're going to be able to bear your soul to, and they're non-judgmental. But they may not be somebody that you're going to marry and settle down with for the rest of your life. In my personal life, I met my twin. I was fortunate enough to, and he passed away. But the thing is, I got that time, but I didn't start out looking for him. I was working on myself, And the thing is, you know, as much as we all want to feel that sensation, that euphoria, it comes when it's time to come. But if you're meeting someone, stay in the present, stay in the now. That person may be somebody, as I said, that's going to end up being your lifelong friend, somebody that's going to listen, and your opinions are going to have a value. Because, again, if you're desperate and you put out that energy, most people are going to shrink back from it. And that goes for male, female. It doesn't make a difference. But if you stay in the now, then you're not going to worry about tomorrow or the future or the past to where you're going to be reacting. So you meet somebody that reminds you of a past friend or a past boyfriend or girlfriend. You know, you don't want to react, because if you react, you're going to be bringing your past, and nobody wants to live in your past. It's very important not to put so much stress on yourself. If you want to go out and have a good time and be social, be social. Don't, you know, set yourself up with those restrictions and limitations, because it's really, really easy for us to fall backwards, you know, and go back to past patterns, go back to past feelings and everything. And when you do that, you know, you're going to be carrying it over to your present. So you're going to be living your past. I think it's really important that when someone comes along, you know, by all means, talk to them, learn of them, be interested in what they're offering you at that moment. Because I think if you do, you may be ecstatically happy that it came along, instead of worrying if this person, you know, is going to hurt you, or is it the right one that I'm going to be with the rest of my life. And to be honest with you, we don't know if we're going to be here 5 seconds from now. So I learned the hard way. I'm the type of person, when I was going through my experiences and lessons, you know, I would get hit upside the head with a 2x4 by the universe saying, hey, wake up, you know, look at what you're doing here, because you're creating this for yourself. And once I caught myself doing that, all of a sudden I had all of these people from all walks of life coming to me, and I was just so ecstatically happy, because I learned to be in the present. And when I met people, I accepted them for who they were and what they are and so forth and so on. And my life, insofar as my friendships and social things, became another level that I never even expected. And two, I dropped the expectations in myself, and that left room for me to breathe and be more easy and comfortable when I met someone else, because I was comfortable in my own skin. So when I met someone else, I wasn't projecting what I wanted out of this person right away. And I think that's us as human beings. That's one of our biggest downfalls, is that, you know, we have these expectations. And if somebody within 5 seconds, 15 minutes, or as you said, you know, 2 hours, all of a sudden they're not as enchanting. They're not, you know, this or that. Stop and ask yourself, were you expecting something else, or were you accepting them the way they are? Because in all generality, we want to be accepted for the way we are. And, you know, we're going to tend to talk to someone who isn't judgmental of us, and someone who really places a value on what we're saying. And if you're able to stay in the present and you meet someone, you have no idea where that's going to go. And that's one of the elements of surprise and having fun, having fun and meeting someone, and just, you don't know where it's going to stop, and you don't want to know where it's going to stop. But again, this is through my own personal experiences, and this is from, you know, a lot of the people that I have worked with through the years and everything. So I ask people, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't place restrictions. Just be accepting for whatever comes and enjoy the moment that you're in. You know, don't look at the person and say, well, they really don't look the way that I want somebody to look, because that might be a golden chest and you're not giving it the opportunity. And Stars Maya, is there any of that that you agree with?
Yes. I think one of the most important points that you brought up is about expectations and about living in the now. And whenever I don't think that there's anything wrong with us for our eventual goal to be, for us to know in our heart that we, you know, for those out there listening, if you know that you're the kind of person that ultimately you do want a life partner, there's nothing wrong with having that dream. But what we're suggesting is that as opposed to going out and almost stalking that and making that into an expectation, if you stay in the now, as Stars, Dragon, Spirit said, and you look at every positive interaction we have with someone, even if they are not going to be a life partner, that's not to say that there's not a beneficial relationship. Like she mentioned, it could be your best friend. The other thing to think about is every person we meet and we're open to, and just open, not open with an agenda, not open with expectations, but every interaction and relationship that we're open to, and obviously, I hope it goes without saying, I don't think either of us are suggesting things such as if you find out that a person has a major problem, obviously that's someone you want to avoid, but we're talking about average everyday people. So that person knows at least three people that you may very well be introduced to. So if you do meet someone, and let's say you do know, I believe in the three-date rule, but aside from that, let's say that you do meet someone and you kind of feel like, well, this person doesn't really have, there's no attraction, or this person doesn't have the attributes that I'm seeking. I agree with Stars, Dragon, Spirit. I feel like we should drop our expectations. Again, I'm being realistic here. You know, a reminder, we're not suggesting that, you know, the person, I don't want to be biased or be politically incorrect, so I'm being careful how I articulate this, but probably the majority of us, you know, are not going to be interested in the local town hobo that pushes the basket. You know, that,
right.
That no, I wouldn't suggest that you're open to that. But aside from that, every time we're open to one person and just open with the freedom of that, just being open without expectations upon ourselves or upon them, we are opening ourselves with just that one person to at least three other people that they associate with or they know. And the more relaxed, when we talk about how to attract your soulmate, the best way, and soulmate to me, I'd like to define a little bit, I feel is someone that we're destined to have some type of interaction with. But soulmates do not necessarily become life partners. So I'm going to switch it around a little bit and say, when you're seeking a life partner, the best way to find it is to not look for it, but to look for people that you can enjoy their company, because any relationship, again, any relationship, regardless of your sexual preferences or sexual identity, any relationship that has any type of reward, friendship, fun, laughs, good times, common interests, is a beneficial relationship, irregardless of the outcome. And when we send out these messages of, hey, I'm open, I'm not here to have fun, that doesn't mean that you can't take life and love seriously. But if you send out the message that, you know, I'm in the now, you know, if it happens or if I meet the right person, of course I'm going to embrace that. That is ultimately what I want. But I'm okay right now with just meeting people and enjoying my life to the fullest and perhaps giving pleasure to another person. You would be surprised how quickly you will attract a life partner into your life. But if you're out there and you put that energy out, it's a hunt. And, for example, I get a lot of clients, not that I won't answer you because I will, but I get a lot of clients that will ask me at times, you know, one date, is this the person for me? Because if not, I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah.
And, you know, while I will answer you, my guides will not be stopped once they're on a roll. They will have their say, and they will talk with you. As my client, they will try to share this information that we're sharing with you tonight, that it's not always about this one person. It's about being open and making sure that you're being true to yourself. And I feel that's one of the biggest mistakes humans make when they are lonely, especially when, you know, we had Valentine's Day and now we're moving into spring and we're watching the animals, and there is, you know, pheromones that are released during the spring that are, there's more people get pregnant in the spring than any other time of year. So there's a lot to be said for this time of year. It's a very strong attractant, the time itself, spring. So
yeah,
we all can use it to our advantage. We just have to be aware. And if you are listening and you're starting to see, you know, okay, maybe it's me. And another thing that I would like to say, and I think this is a little bit more inclined to the heterosexual relationship. If you are a female and you have met a male or you've gone on a date with a male, it's extremely important that you don't make the next move. We have to go back to generational DNA, and that means going back to millions of years ago, cavemen time. And a male always has a hunting instinct. It's
yes,
still alive within him, just like as females, we reach certain age brackets, and we become panicked if we're alone because we have our DNA, our generational DNA is, I need someone to tend my fire and hunt for me, because back millions of years ago, women could not survive without a male to tend their fire and to feed them. So these come into play. So yes, it's a new world, and yes, it's a modern world. And after a relationship is started or things are going well, there are certain times when a female to a male, I'm talking about, can make a first move. But in general, if you don't hear from someone and you've had a date or two or you've met them, you let it go. You may hear from them in a week. That doesn't necessarily mean because they didn't text you 50 times after the date telling you how wonderful it is. In fact, that to me would be, if a male did that, I would not want you to feel flattered by that, because that's the same desperate energy that we're asking, or I'm suggesting not to have. There is, when it comes to a life partner, a soulmate, or someone that we're going to be with for the rest of our life, desperation and moving at such a rapid pace does not come into play. Love is a slow, gentle tide. It is, yes, a rippling water, but it's not crashing waves. So those are things to think about, because if you're finding that you're not, you know, getting the attention, or you're not getting, you know, a second chance, let's say, you're meeting people, but they're not following through, chances are it has nothing to do with your looks, it has nothing to do with your hair color, it has nothing to do with your size. It has nothing to do with your age. It has to do with your energy, and you're sending the wrong signals. You're not living in the now. You're not being true to yourself. You're trying too hard, and you're trying to hunt down something that, as Stars Dragon Spirit pointed out very correctly, I feel, it has to come in divine time and in the timing. And so, I mean, timing is truly everything. We obviously do have to be out there. We can't sit at home and expect to meet someone. But I always say, think of it as networking. Think of it as just exploring. We learn more about ourselves through our interactions with other people than we do in any other way. I don't know. I wanted to ask,
yes,
you, Stars Dragon Spirit, how you felt about that statement.
Yeah, there's a couple of points that you did bring up that I would like to just add a little bit something to, because I'm not sure how much longer we have here on discussing. But number one, I liked when you brought up the caveman. First, you know, let me back up a little bit. It doesn't matter if it is a heterosexual relationship, same sex, it doesn't matter. There's always going to be one that's going to be projective and one that's going to be receptive. But the thing is that when all of this takes place, the male is, we're talking about, the caveman, I call it the three P's. And I've taught this my entire life, and everybody goes, oh, yes, that makes sense. The first one, protect. Men, since the beginning of creation, have always protected, no matter, you know, if it's a chimpanzee, a butterfly, you know, a praying mantis, it doesn't make a difference. It's still the same. They want to protect. They want to provide, and they want to procreate. That is just the male projective energy, and that's the huntsman that goes along that line. And the thing is, as you said too, when you are trying so hard for that one relationship, believe it or not, you know, for everyone that's listening, when you are trying that hard for that one thing, it is going to be the most elusive relationship you will ever try to have in your life. If you focus on yourself and focus on what you're doing and focus on the now, this will turn up. That relationship will just turn up in your life, and you will never have expected it because you were focusing on yourself and focusing on what you're doing and focusing on your growing. And then all of a sudden, guess what? There's Mr. or Mrs. Right. And that's a definite, you know, again, when you are really trying so hard, you're putting out this bubble around you, and it's pushing everything away. So just stay in the now and let it come to you. And I want to say this one last statement, Sars Maya, then I'll throw it back over to you. You brought up a very good point. If you're talking to someone, and this goes for every living person on this planet, if you are talking to someone, you know, and you're really not interested or anything, that's understandable. But ask yourself this. If someone were talking to you and someone was thinking about dating you, would you ever want them to think that you were a waste of time? Because all of us have emotions. All of us have feelings. All of us has these things within us. And if you don't want to be involved with someone else because you think they're a waste of time, think of how you feel when someone treats you like you are a waste of time. And with that, Stars Maya, I will send it back to you.
Well, that was great. That was a beautiful point. And it really is true. And if you're out there with the idea of making connections and networking, then it's not going to be so important either if you're attracted or, you know, oh, I don't like the way his hands look or I don't like the way her nose looks. So with that, let's check in with Natalie and see where we're at with callers, if we can continue or if we need to move on to our callers.
Oh, we have quite a few callers tonight. So I think since the hour is about 20 minutes to 8, I think, or thereabouts, I think we should get started with our first caller. And I'm going to give the first one to you, Stars Maya. And this is going to be Christiana. Let me connect her. Hi, Christiana. You're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hi. I think it was last week I was told that with this woman I'm interested in, that we would meet and we'd be happy and have a relationship, but I don't know if something shifted or what's going on, because I've been getting so many mixed messages from people and even from the woman I'm interested in. And she has essentially or pretty much closed the door on me completely and will not allow me to contact her at all. And, you know, because I stopped, I kind of like had a nervous breakdown. And then it felt like she just closed the door on me, and I just, I don't understand it, how she could go from being so compassionate and loving to just so cold.
Well, I remember you calling last week. I don't believe you spoke with me last week on the air, and we have a lot of callers, so I do have to be brief. I'm very sorry. I feel your pain, and I want you to know how sorry I am that this has caused you so much pain. But what my guides are telling me is that this door is closed, and this is a permanent close. I am sorry that you have gotten mixed messages. And I don't know that I can really offer you, especially in the short time that we have on air, I don't feel that I'm going to be able to give you an answer that's going to make this all fall into place for you, you know, and make this all better for you. I just feel like you're going to have to work on healing from this and seek some guidance perhaps where you have a little bit longer time and move forward. I do feel that there can be some great things in your future. I am shown that. But as far as this female, it's unfortunate that you received those mixed signals and if you feel that you were led on, I'm sorry that that occurred and that happened to you because that is very hurtful and painful. And I'm truly sorry that that's happened. But what I'm being shown is very clear and that the door has closed and that the only way that you're going to be able to get past or get into the future where there's much better things waiting for you is to just accept. And
but
I know
why?
That's very,
like, is there a reason she did this?
I just feel that, you know, there's several reasons, and some of them I really don't feel comfortable on air discussing, but you're more than welcome, Christiana, to come for a reading to any of the star psychics. And we do have other callers. I'm sorry. I wish that I could be more help. But, again, I do feel the future looks better for you, and my guides are just saying that you just need to work on accepting this and letting this door close and knowing that another door is going to open for you. I truly do wish you the best. And, again, I am sorry for the pain this has caused you.
All right. Thank you.
Christiana, just stay on hold a minute. I want to talk to you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see who I've got. Oh, I've got somebody named Leanna waiting for Stars, Dragon, Spirit. So hold on. Leanna,
hello.
I have Stars, Dragon, Spirit waiting for you. Go ahead and ask her your one question.
Hi, Leanna.
Hi. I actually heard mostly what I needed to hear. I'm too needy, and my energy is kind of all off. Do you see that changing and bringing somebody that I could connect with in a good relationship anytime soon?
Okay, two things with you. First, you've got a lot of past hurts and relationships. And those things, I feel or see that you have worked on healing them, but you still feel very much alone, not knowing if it's going to work out. What I can tell you that I see definitely is what you have been going through and what you have been not trying to, but have been changing is in the right direction.
Okay.
There is possibly two different signatures that I see that's coming. It's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be next week. But again, if you focus on yourself like you have been and work on healing different areas and finally letting go of them, you're going to end up in a relationship that you have been wanting to be in. And it's going to be a 50-50 type thing. It's not going to be an 80-20 type relationship.
Okay.
But, yeah, give yourself some time. Keep breathing. As you said, that's great. I'm so glad that you were able, you know, to find some things out during this show that you identified with. And, again, just keep working on yourself. Keep working on yourself. Because, like I said, I see two signatures coming. Just keep focusing on healing and letting go of things and breathing, and they're going to be there.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Leanna. Come back and see us.
Yeah.
And remember to go to Star Psychics for an in-depth reading.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, who do I have next? I have a lady named Natasha for Stars Maya. Hold on. Stars Maya, here's Natasha. Go ahead, Natasha. Ask your one question reading of Stars Maya.
Hi, Stars Maya. I wanted to see if you can tell me if there's any particular type of energy that I give off as far as to the opposite sex, I guess I would say.
Okay, yes, I can do that. And
thank you.
I think that you, I appreciate that you listen to our topic and that you are aware. You do. Actually, what my guys are showing me is that you are a fairly balanced person, so that's good. But you're giving off mixed signals and you're throwing the other person off. They're telling me that there's a part of you that's open, that is wanting a relationship, wanting romance, whatever, but there's also a part of you that has some fear that's based. You can be very independent, and you may have had a situation. It could have been a romantic situation, or it could go back to childhood. But there's something in the past that I'm picking up that you feel threatened when you think about having to be totally dependent on someone, and so you don't want to put yourself in that situation. It could even be your mother or grandmother that you saw in that situation. So you're very aware of not putting all your eggs in one basket. And that actually is positive. But what my guides are saying is that you need to relax a little bit. You need to believe in the strength you have as a person, because I do feel when it comes right down to it, the word my guides give me are survivor. So whatever that means to you, you are a survivor, and you are not going to get trapped. If it happened before, it's not going to happen again, because your eyes are wide open, but they feel that you're giving mixed signals. So as someone starts to warm up or considers approaching you or interacting with you, you begin with this good, healthy energy, but then you often shift midstream, and you draw into yourself a little bit, and then you're giving off very mixed signals. And so the person, I feel like they become confused, and therefore they may not be following through because they have their ego and their pride, and they're not sure if you're going to reject them. Does that make sense to you, Natasha?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Okay,
it does.
So then, good. Well, that gives you something to work on. As you know, we have to be quick, but again, I want you to consider relaxing and letting that bubbly part of you that, you know, I mean, I love your energy. You have a very positive side. Let that be the side that rules you when you're interacting with other people. Don't go into that fear. Don't go into that, you know, this isn't going to happen. I'm never going to be that. Because if you ever get to a point in a relationship where you are threatened, by that I mean more emotionally, not physically, but it could go either way, you are going to know and you are going to get yourself out as quick. You don't have to worry. You are very well, how do I want to articulate this? You are very empowered, a lot more than you know. So you don't, you know, it's like I'm seeing you and you've got this big shield like a gladiator in the sword. And you're kind of like, yeah, baby, come closer, but not too close because I got my shield and I got my sword. But you don't need it. You're
funny.
Okay, you don't need it, darling. You're going to be just fine. And you're going to attract someone this year that's going to be a significant person in your life. And all you need to do is just drop that fear and know that you can take care of yourself and you're not going to be fooled by anyone. So try not to go into these new situations and go back and forth. And that's really all you need to do. You're really actually doing very well and on a really good path. And I'm really excited for your future because I feel like you just needed this little bit more information to help get you a little bit closer on track, and I think your life is going to be wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless you, Natasha. I appreciate your call.
God bless you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I'm going to have my next caller here. His name is, I think I'm saying it right, Ashil. I have to ask him. Hold on a minute. Star Dragon Spirit, I'm going to ask him. Is it Ashil? Is that how you pronounce
it?
Oh,
yes.
I remembered. Okay. you're live on the air with Star's Dragon Spirit. Go ahead and ask your one question of her.
Hi, Namaste. Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. My question is, talk about dating. I took some time off from dating, and now I'm ready to put myself back out there. There's someone, one at my gym, actually, one of the employees at my gym, that I'm very attracted to. This happened about a week ago. I've been going to the gym, that gym, for like 8 months or so, but somehow we had some kind of eye contact about a week ago. And there's an amazing attraction that just came out of nowhere, you know, and it's building every single day. And I noticed a little bit of flirting, you know, and I didn't say anything at all. That was last week. So today, while during the weekend, I was thinking about it, and I told myself it's time, you know, to start some communication because I feel like the attraction might be mutual.
Yeah.
So today I say hello, you know, have a small conversation, and also say that since you're busy and you're working, you know, I talk to you some another time when you're a little more, you know, you're free and available. And
okay,
Michelle,
yeah. It was positive, correct?
I'm sorry?
It was positive?
Yeah, it was good. The conversation, you know, kept it short.
First off, let me tell you congratulations because you have done a lot with yourself.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about the gym. I'm talking about some things that you have been through this past year.
Yeah.
And you have focused on yourself. You got yourself centered and balanced. And very congratulations. You know, you knew when it was time for you to go ahead and go out dating again or to have a romantic interest. So that I pat you on the back for. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you are very wise. To stay in the background, so to speak, because, again, with all of what you have done for yourself, you put out a positive energy now. You put out a solid energy now. I mean, inside out, whether you feel it or not, you're beaming. So, yes, this is a good thing, and, yes, the contact that you made is very, very good for you. This is going to be the type of relationship kind of like what we were talking about during the show. This is going to be a balance, an equal. It's not going to lean too much one way or the other way. And you would be very wise to take it slow and very wise just to be yourself and not to overextend yourself because you're not going to have to do this, okay? This is getting your feet back in the water, but getting back in the water, being balanced, being centered, not being someone who's having to, you know, draw another person in. You can be yourself, and you're going to be accepted. I can't say that it's going to last for years. I see if it keeps going the way that it is, it's going to last a lot longer than you may think it will. But don't place expectations on it, again, because it's like now I even have goosebumps. And, you know, my guides know how I get when I see someone like this. But, again, you're doing so great. And the energy that you're putting out and everything is a bright, bright, you know, gleam. So, you know, and this person is going to be very good for you. It's going to be very good for you. And just take it one day at a time.
Thank you. That's what I'm doing exactly. And I'm glad that pretty much you told me there's a potential there because I was just taking one day at a time. You know, like I changed, as you noticed, I became a different person now. In the past,
yes.
I used to expect. Now, just enjoy the moment. And, you know, that's I'm taking my time and let's see how things, you know, go.
That's great. That is fantastic. The best to you. Have fun this time. Because you're going to be able to laugh a lot and smile a lot more than you have in the past, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Michelle. You know, you can always get an in-depth reading at starswithazpsychics.com. And what a sweet man you are.
Yes.
Okay.
Have a great evening. Have a great.
Thank
no, I can
so
hear
much,
it in
lady.
Your voice. You're a nice man. You're a nice man. So a lot of success to you. And come and see us again. Thank you, and have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, I have one more caller, and her name is Regina, and this is for you, Stars Maya.
Okay.
Let's connect. There you go. Regina, you're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hey, Stars Maya. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Regina. How are you?
I'm good. Well, my question is not pertaining to love or anything like that. my question is, I just started a new job, but it is temporary but full-time, and I just want to see, will it be extended or will another job come my way?
Okay. Actually, Regina, this actually is a blessing in disguise. What my guides are telling me is that there's an opportunity upcoming for you, and had you gotten something that was full-time or permanent, you would have missed this upcoming opportunity. So they're showing me that this particular job, it's possible that it's, but I'm feeling this is something different. Otherwise, they would not have shared with me the way that they did. So they're telling me that to be grateful and be joyous that you have this right now because, yes, there is another opportunity. It's going to be even better than what you had perhaps thought or what you have, you know, when you've been looking, what you've come across that is fitting with you, not just financially because that's not always the most important, but doing things that you love to do and having a little bit more freedom because I feel like in the past, jobs may not have given you the freedom that you needed. So yes, I don't know if that's your phone or not. It's breaking up. Are you able to hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. So, Regina, what my guides are saying is that go ahead, keep looking, that this is going to come up, and it's going to come up fairly easily. We always have to take some type of action, or generally we do, even if that's just being open and keeping an eye open. But they're showing me that something full-time is going to come up. I'm not seeing you out of work for an extended period of time, so this could even be back-to-back, or this could even come up before this temporary position ends. But they said this was sent to you so that you would not miss this upcoming opportunity. So you have some angels around you, and we have to be fair to all of our callers, so, of course, we have to be brief. But they're also telling me that you have a little bit of psychic ability. Are you aware of that, Regina?
No. No, I'm not.
You're not? Okay,
no.
Well, interesting. Well, I feel like this year they asked me to bring it up, and I always like to honor them by sharing what I'm given, even if it's a little off the subject. I feel like this year you're going to find some experiences that show, you know, we all have psychic ability, but this is positive. This is nothing spooky, so don't worry. And so this is a really good intuitive year for you. So if something comes along, regardless of what aspect of life it's in, and you have a strong gut feeling, even if that's as far as your ability goes, it's just having an enormous amount of dead-on intuition. Follow it. And I want to tell you that this is going to be a wonderful year for you, and I'm so happy to be able to share some good news, and that job is going to come. I do wish you the very best. God bless you. And, Regina, I thank you so much for your call.
Oh, well, thank you, Sophia.
Okay.
Thank you, Regina. Come see us at starswithaz.psychics.com, and have an awesome evening, okay?
You too.
Okay, well, that's the end of our show. Basically, boy, we have like a minute left, ladies, so you could say your byes if you would like.
Okay, well, this is Stars Maya, and I guess I'll start. I want to thank everyone for listening, and I loved how we had a few people that called that, you know, really took to heart what Stars Dragon Spirit and I shared, and please feel free to visit us at Stars with a Z, like Ms. Natalie says, because they're special. And I really like this topic, and I hope that you'll all take a few minutes and think about the energy that you're transmitting and work on being yourself and living in the now. And with that, I want to say thanks to everyone in the chat room and all of our visitors and listeners this evening. Thank you all, and God bless from Stars Maya.
Okay, I would like to say thank you to everyone for coming. It's always a pleasure to have so many people come. And as Stars Maya said, I hope that during our discussions and things that people are able to learn something and apply it to their everyday lives. If anybody has an interest in a particular topic, please let any of us know. Make sure, you know, to always visit the website, starspsychic.com, and there are a lot of different advisors on there with different venues. But two, I hope all of you find a relationship, whether it's a friendship or a love relationship, regardless, that you enjoy and that you feel appreciated and that the other person in that relationship also feels appreciated. And with that, I hope everyone has a very nice evening. And Natalie and Stars Maya, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to you privately afterwards.
Okay, and I want to thank everybody in the chat room. Of course, we had Stars Roxy, we had Stars Judy Noah, Stars Psychic Priestess Candy, Stars Joshua, Stars Kelly Cares was there, and I'm missing anybody. I certainly don't want to miss anyone, but we had a nice group in there. Some of the regular roomies came in, which is exciting. And, of course, I'd like to thank you ladies for doing such a fantastic job, as usual. And we'll do this again next week, okay? And I love all of you.
Good.
Okay, we're still on, but we're recording, so... I don't know what you wanted to say, but probably it's best, Stars Dragon Spirit, that we do this
yeah.
right now, because I don't usually
yes.
edit this at the end because
yes.
it takes a lot of time. But I want to thank you both. It was an awesome show. Again, what can I say? You guys are the tops.
Love doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I love
you
both. And pardon me? What? We'll talk. We'll talk in email, okay? I think it's better that way, so it's not recorded.
Okay.
Love you guys. I'm going to go
you.
Off and have
love
my dinner.
Love you guys.
Okay. Love you. Love you, Maya.
Have fun,
okay,
guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.